One of the methods that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used in order to teach us was narrating stories. And not only sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah azza wa jal himself mentioned to us in the Quran many, many stories. As a matter of fact, there's a surah called the Surah of Stories, Surah Al-Qasas. And subhanAllah, the story in general, it has a lot of effect on the listeners. Yani sometimes I'm giving a talk, maybe a 45-minute talk, 1 hour talk. And then in the talk, I mentioned a minute, a story that took 1 minute. And you ask Ahmed, how was the khatira? Wallahi, that story was beautiful, Sheikh. So from the 45-minute, 1 hour talk, people, all they remember is the story. So today, inshaAllah ta'ala, a story mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is narrated in both Muslim and Bukhari. So the story in the highest level of authenticity, yani there's no doubt about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there were three men from Banu Israel. One of them, leper. You know what leper is? He has leprosy. Leprosy is a disease that affects the skin. And the other is a bald man. How many bald people we have here? Wasim, right there in front of me, the bald man. One of them is a leper, one of them is a bald man, and the third is, anybody knows the story? Blind. And the third is blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm still narrating what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test them. So, he sent to them an angel who came in the form of a man. An angel who came in the form of a man. And he came to the person with leprosy, the first guy. He said, what would you like best? What do you want? Tell me what you want. So the man said, a good color and a good skin. A good color and a good skin. And to rid off the mockery of people. Yani obviously this man was being mocked by people. When they see his skin, they used to make fun of him. So that was bothering him a lot. Of course, I'm going to narrate and then I'm going to explain. So the angel, which he does not know he's an angel, he rubbed on his skin. And his skin turned beautiful, soft, amazing skin. And all his leprosy vanished. And then the angel asked, what type of property would you like? What kind of wealth would you like? The man said, I like ibl. I like camel. So the angel gave him a pregnant camel. A pregnant camel. A pregnant camel is the most beautiful gift you could ever give a person at that time. Yani, you're giving him instantly two businesses. Because every camel is a business. You're giving him two businesses at the same time. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. الْعِشَار are the pregnant camel. Why does it call the Ishar? Anybody knows? Because it's from Ashra. She is pregnant 10 months already. Yeah, she's about to deliver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said on that day, even your pregnant camel that you are so excited about, you will forget about it. So now the same word was used here, that the man asked for a camel and the man gave him a pregnant camel. Then he went to the bald man and he asked him, what would you like? The man, he said, good hair and to stop the people from making fun of my baldness. It looks like he had also a disease in his head, on his head. So the angel wiped his hand over his head and he was given good hair. He then asked him, what property would you like? He said, cows. I love cows. So he gave him a pregnant cow, a pregnant cow. And then he told the man, may Allah, I forgot to mention, in the first one too, said, may Allah put barakah in it. In the first one, he said, may Allah put barakah in it. And in the second one, he said, may Allah put barakah in it. The angel went to the blind man and asked him, what would you like best? He said, I wish that Allah will restore my sight so that I may see people. I want to see my children. I want to see my wife. The angel ran his hand over his eyes and restored his sight. And then he asked him, what property would you like best? The man said, I like sheep. So he gave him a pregnant sheep. Flocks, Rasulullah, I'm still quoting Rasulullah, flocks and herds were produced for the three men. Yani this one camel became a valley of camels. And this cow became hundreds of cows. And this sheep became hundreds of sheep. Now still, you're asking probably, where is the test? Valley full of camels. The second one, valley full of cows. And the third one, full of sheep. Then the angel came back again, but this time, listen carefully, this time the angel came back in a form of a man that has leprosy. And he went to the guy who used to have leprosy. Okay? He went to him. And he said, I am a poor man. And my resources have been exhausted in my journey. And my only means of reaching my destination are Allah, thumma ant. Allah, then you. So I ask you, listen, I ask you by the one who gave you this good color. He doesn't know, he's pretending he doesn't know anything. I ask you by the one who gave you this beautiful color and this beautiful skin and this whole property for a camel so I can get to my destination. The man said, I have too many bills in our language. I have too many bills. I have a lot of dues. I have a lot of dues. Then the angel said, I think I recognize you. Weren't you before a leper whom people found ugly and a poor man whom Allah gave property? The man said, no. All of that I inherited through generations. Then the angel said, if you are telling a lie, may Allah return you to your previous condition. So the angel went in the form of a bald man. Wallahi, I did not know you're going to be sitting here today. I would have changed the topic. The light is hitting, the shining, the bald. So he told him the same thing. I am traveling, I exhausted my resources, all I have is Allah, then you. So please, give me something. He said the same reply, I have a lot of dues, I have nothing to give you. The angel said the same thing, if you are telling a lie, may Allah return you to your former condition. The angel then went to the blind man. I'm a poor traveler and my resources have been exhausted in my journey. My only means of reaching my destination are depending on Allah, then on you. I will talk about that also. So I ask you by the one who restored your eyesight for a sheep by which I may get to the end of my journey. The man said, yes. Because the other people, they denied that they actually were, you know, bold and... Yes, I was blind, and Allah restored my eyesight. So, take whatever you wish and leave whatever you wish. Take whatever you wish and leave whatever you wish. I swear by Allah that I shall not argue with you today to return anything you take, as I give it to you for Allah's sake. The angel said, keep your property. You have all simply been put to a test, and Allah is pleased with you, and He is not pleased with your companions. And the hadith ended here. Subhanallah. Let's take a couple of lessons from this hadith. One of the unfortunate things that happened to all of us is that we do not recognize the blessing until it's gone, or when we see someone who does not have it. Let me ask you a question. Do I or you need someone to come and tell us what do you want? You know how many of us in this room living the wishes of our brothers in Yemen and our brothers in Gaza? If you go to a person in Gaza and you ask him, I am an angel, what do you want? He will tell you, I want food, I want cold water, I want security, I want safety, I want to be able to go to the masjid and listen to a halaqah. We are living other people's dreams and wishes. And on top of that, all we do is complain, because we are exactly the same. We do not appreciate. We are not appreciative of this ni'am that Allah blessed us upon. And we are looking at the luxuries. I'm missing a luxury. Because I'm missing a luxury, I'm upset. And I'm having sleepless night because my car is 2010. And my neighbor is 2020, 24. So this is what's bothering me. I forgot that I have legs and other people are dreaming to walk. I forgot that I breathe on my own. And I have so many people that I know that needs machines to breathe. I forget that the food that I eat is being digested on its own. My lung, my kidneys are being washed daily. What I know brothers pay $600-$700 every 2 weeks to go for dialysis. And it's being done by itself. But when I will be grateful for the washing of my kidneys, when something happened to me. We are kings to millions of people. Kings. Kings. So we don't want to be like the leper and the bald guy. We don't want to be like them. They denied the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to be blind. You don't have to be to have sickness to order to recognize the blessings that we have. Many of us, you know, if you bring a very, very, very wealthy man, he has $3-4 billion. But he has a problem going to the restroom. Every time he has to go to the restroom, he has to go to the hospital. And every time he has to eat, he has to take 6-7 pills in order to be able to eat certain kinds of food. And you bring a poor man who is extremely healthy, and you tell them, would you like to switch? I will give you all my money. Just give me that health that you have. So you know how many millionaires we have in this room? Harun, would you give me your eyes for $1 million? Would you give me your arm for $500,000? Would you give me your hearing for $500,000? Look how many millionaires we have. Millionaires. And I'm complaining because the air condition broke for 30 minutes. And I'm complaining because of this and because of that. We have, yani when the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I mentioned this in a lecture before, he said, Ya Rasulullah, teach me a dua. What did he tell him? One word. Ask Allah, who remember? Al-afiyah, Allahu Akbar. Ask Allah al-afiyah, health. Ask Allah al-afiyah. This is one of the, after the Islam and after being guided, there's no better ni'mah than the ni'mah of afiyah. What are you gonna do with $10 billion if you're blind? What are you gonna do with them? You can't enjoy anything, you can't see anything. So appreciating the ni'mah that we have, this is the main lesson from this story. Appreciating the ni'mah. This here by itself, wallahi, this by itself, you being in the masjid, in the house of Allah, listening to a lecture at 10:15 p.m., this is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has chose every single one of us here to be here and listen to this. This is a ni'mah from Allah Azza wa Jal. And every ni'mah, we need to be grateful for it in order for it to stay. In order for that ni'mah to stay, we have to be grateful for it. How to be grateful? Like the blind man. So, the second important lesson. When someone comes to you and asks you for help, remember that angel. When someone comes to you and asks you for financial help, any kind of help, I want you to remember or tell yourself two things. Number one, who sent that guy? Who sent him to me? Why didn't he go to him? Someone came and said, please, brother, I need you to help reconcile between me and my wife. Wallahi, I have no time, ya akhi. Ya akhi, please, I need you to help me move from here to there. Ya akhi, and you have the time. I'm not saying that, you know, you're extremely busy. I need just, I'm behind on my rent, just $500. And you have the money. Wallahi, I have a lot of bills. I have a lot of bills. It's exactly the same statement. And by the way, they lost both. They went back and they lost everything. Who sent that guy to you? Why to you, not to him? It's a test. You're being tested. You're being tested. If you can, please, I beg you, help. Do your best. Do your best. Be like the blind man. Because that hadith ended by, Allah is pleased with you. And He's not pleased with your friends. The second thing you tell yourself, Alhamdulillah, that I am being asked and I'm not asking. Right? I'm being asked. I'm not the one who's asking. And a third point, I will end with this because I promised you 15 minutes. The tests are not only with calamities and problems and sicknesses and poverty. This is a test. This is a test. The tests are also with luxury and ease. That's a test also. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. The khair is also a test. But why do we recognize the test when it's bad? I have cancer. All my concentration on it is that I have cancer. But if I have a house and a car and I don't feel that test because everybody's being tested the same thing. We don't feel it. As a matter of fact, the Sahaba, what did they say? When we were tested, when we were tested with adversity, with hardship, we passed. But when we were tested with luxury, it was very tough. When we were tested with luxury, it was very tough. So all these things that we're going through right now, you go outside peacefully, you will find your car still there, you will put it on, it will start, you get home, you find your children playing, your wife is waiting for you, the food is there, all that. These are all luxuries. These are all luxuries. You go home and you find that there is power. How many people here, they know for a fact, just like myself, that their parents right now do not have power overseas. In Lebanon, 2 hours a day. When? From 2 to 4 a.m. When nobody needs it. And it is the most humid country probably. When was the last time I got home and I said, Alhamdulillah, I have power. Alhamdulillah, I have hot water. Alhamdulillah, my kids are healthy. They're not in the hospital. A brother called me and said, please make dua for my son. He's born 3 months now and still in the hospital. The son is born and still in the hospital. And we have brothers and sisters complaining. Another girl. Subhanallah. So, okay, inshallah. If there's any doctor in the crowd, there's a brother having chest pain in the multipurpose hall. I'm sure there's a lot of doctors here. Dr. Munir is there. Okay, jazakumullah khair. May Allah give him shifa, ya Rab. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So, and then just a quick statement that the man said, we always fall into that mistake. The man, he said something very important. He said, he came to him and he said, let me read it in Arabic first, and I will tell you what is the lesson. He said, انقطعت بي الحبال في سفري and he said, فلا بلاغ لي إلا بالله ثم بك. This is a very important word here. I have no one to help me. He did not say, except Allah and you. We always fall into this. Wallahi, I have nobody except Allah and you. And you. This is wrong. This is shirk. Shirk in the statement. You have to use the word thumma. I have no one except Allah. Then you. Then you. See, even in the speech of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are so many lessons that we learn. He's telling him, I have nobody except Allah, thumma, then you. Not you, I cannot compare you, put you at the same. A man came one time to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was delegations, and I will end with this. Delegations are coming, and they are presenting their best person to say something in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, we are coming from here, from there. So a man came and he said, Inna alhamdulillah, and he started talking. And then he said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِهِمَا فَقَدْ ضَلْ. He said, whomsoever obey Allah and his prophet, he is a faiz, he is a winner. And whomsoever disobey them, he is a loser. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stop. You are the worst khatib. Bi'sa al-khatib. What did he say wrong? When he said you obey Allah and his prophet, that was good. But when he put them in the same verb, when he put them in the same verb, just a verb, he did not go to graves and worship and this, he just put them in the same verb. He should have said, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Separate them. He put them in the same verb. He said, no, no, no. You are a lousy khatib. Subhanallah. So, Akhwan, let's be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these blessings that we have. And the way to be grateful is by giving Allah by giving back to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.